Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
These polls that are coming out are nonsense. They're just freaking nonsense. I'm telling you, I'm getting annoyed with them. I really am. I'm going to stop reading them and stop paying attention to them because they're just annoying. But I did notice, and maybe I'm going to do this. Maybe I'll drive to Western PA and maybe I'll find a place to do the show out there and just talk to people out there because I think that's where the action is. I really do. I think it's where the action is. And I saw Lawrence Jones went out there and spoke to a bunch of people in the fracking industry. And all these guys were like, we're not backing Kamala Harris. We're not supporting Kamala Harris. We're not stupid. We know what she's going to do to our industry, to our towns, to the bars, to the restaurants, to all these places. We're not dumb. They're not backing her. You know, the Teamsters came out yesterday. Show opened yesterday, and right at the top, boom, 60% of the Teamsters say they're backing Trump. But this is the disconnect between the union guys and gals who work for a living and the people that have the cushy union jobs who don't work for a living. They just run the unions. And that's their full-time job. They run the union. And there's such a disconnect between them and the working people. And that disconnect is reflected in the fact that 60% of the Teamsters said, you know what, we're backing Trump. We're with Trump. Well, in a few minutes, I'll play you what the Steam Fitters guy said, because 70% of his members are also backing Trump. This is the big problem for Kamala Harris going into this campaign. This is why I see this as 2016 all over again. I really do. I feel like it's Groundhog Day, and I'm just watching a replay of 2016 where the polls are telling me that she's going to win. And I can see with my own eyes what's really happening. And that is that you've got this populist billionaire who is the guy that relates to the working man, and the working man loves the guy. So I'm going to say working man. I include you working women and working they them. I'm not leaving you out working they them. I'm just saying Trump gets the working man. You know who used to pretend like they did back in the day? Bruce Springsteen's a great example of this. You know, he would sing about the working man and sing about their struggles and then back all these politicians who helped outsource their jobs and engage in the war on energy, which cost them their jobs, their communities, their towns, everything. Everything. Destroyed their towns and their communities. Another guy is Howard Stern, woke Howard Stern, coming out and saying that he hates Trump supporters, hates them. Stern is probably the richest guy in radio since, you know, Rush Limbaugh passed, the late, great Rush Limbaugh. But Stern is a multi hundreds of millions of dollars in air. I don't know exactly how you'd phrase that, but, you know, you get the point. You know how he made his money? Off the backs of people who work for a living who would listen to his radio show back when it was good. And it was. There was a time when it was great. It was great. You remember him on YSP back in Philly, back in the day. You remember when Howard Stern was Howard Stern. Now he's become this woke jackass who mocks the very people that paid his bills. And this is a problem in America in general. And you see it with Bud Light, you see it with Anheuser-Busch, you see it with corporations. They turn around and they hire a bunch of woke. I tell you, you know what probably happens too a lot of times? As they're hiring these woke college kids, they think, well, we got to be hip and we got to be young to attract younger people, younger demos. And obviously, you know, this woke kid with his pronouns on his resume obviously represents the younger generation. So we got to think like him. And it's a wrong assessment. It's a huge wrong assessment. I saw a video earlier today. Charlie Kirk's up in Penn State. He's throwing around MAGA hats and they shut down the event. You got hundreds of students up at Penn State. with Charlie Kirk, who's a guy who's Turning Point Action. He was supposed to be on the show, and then he blew me off. I don't know why exactly. I thought we were friends, but we'll get him back on. I'm sure Matt DeSantis just is too busy with his bologna sandwiches to get Charlie Kirk back on. I mean, I'm blaming you for this, DeSantis, just for the record. But don't jump in here yet, because I'll get to you in a second. I'll get to you. I got a train of thought here, though. Don't interrupt, please. DeSantis, seriously, don't interrupt. No, really, DeSantis, don't. All right, you can interrupt real quick, just for like 2 seconds.
All right,
just to make
you.
Sure you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I interrupted. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I just wanted to make sure you were there, because for a second I thought, oh, what if I got disconnected? You know why I said that? Because I'm home right now in my studio at home. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because I have lice.
Wait, what?
I may have lice.
Oh, God.
It's possible I have lice. I know. Yeah, so my daughter had lice, and we had to treat it last night. I came home from the event, and it turns out my daughter had lice, and we had to treat it last night with the shampoo. And so as a precaution, I did the lice treatment myself, and I'm going to stay. I'm not coming in so that I don't spread lice into the studio, because that would just be gross. And by the way, as a parent, I can tell you one of the worst things in the world is dealing with lice with your kids. You got to shampoo everything. You got to shampoo the pillows. You got to wash every blanket, every towel. It's a friggin' nightmare of the utmost degree. There's nothing worse. I'm telling you. That's my life right now. Glamorous life of a big afternoon drive talk show host in a major market who's always on Fox News, right? Well, got a letter from Trump right here. I got a picture with the president in the Oval Office. I'm washing my head with lice. Last night, Bridget and I both put this lice treatment on and then had shower caps on our heads. That's my life right now, all right?
How long does it take for the lice to die?
Hopefully they're dead. I don't know. Went to the doctor this morning. He said he didn't see any lice.
Oh, that's good.
Good, yeah, but as a precaution, too. I said I don't want to be around. You know what I mean? Yeah. You guys, you're welcome, by the way.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I'm only concerned about myself right now, obviously, but if you went to the doctor, you didn't have lice, you might have them now. You didn't have them yesterday. That's good news for me.
It's good news for you. And by the way, I didn't go to the doctor for the lice. No. I had a scheduled appointment. I just want to make that clear that I'm not that big of a hypochondriac. This audience knows me well that I've had a lot of surgeries and operations and procedures, but no, I had a previously scheduled doctor's appointment as a follow-up visit, and I said, Doc, while you're here, you mind checking me for lice? You know, while we're here. Wow. And he said, I've checked lice for 100 years, so let me take a look. And he's looking at my head, and it's Dr. Renzi in South Jersey. He's a Cooper doc. Great guy. Real good guy. Italian guy, you know. He goes, I've been checking lice for 100 years. So he looks at my head. He goes, all right, no lice. You're good. I said, why is it so itchy? He goes, because it's in your head. Not on your head. It's in your head. Because, you know, when you're a hypochondriac, it's what you do. You think you have everything. You know what I mean? So,
I'm convinced I have lice now. I am a full-blown hypochondriac. I'm going to call 911 and see if an ambulance can come check my scalp real quick.
You should. And I'm sure you'll want VIP treatment within that ambulance because you're such an elitist, obviously. Harvard elitist. But I will tell you, this is the thing, and I mean this. You can relate to me as your afternoon drive host for what I got to deal with, because my glamorous life involves, I have to at some point during a break run upstairs and flip over the laundry, because we have to wash all the sheets and all the towels in the house. So I got to do that at some point during the break. So here's what we're going to do. When the break, I have this timed, okay? I have this time for when the cycle's going to end. This is insane. I can't even believe we're having this conversation, but I feel like the Zeoli Army knows literally everything about my life, so I might as well share this part, too. So what we're going to do is, at some point, when we take a break, and I got to do this before the drive at 5, I got to run up and flip over the laundry. And let me say for the record, and I mean this sincerely, you know, I've been backing Donald Trump since 2015. I was an early adapter well before most conservative hosts backed Donald Trump. In fact, back then, a lot of them were openly critical of Trump. They were antagonistic. Now they all pretend like they were always with Trump. But we all have the receipts. We know, you know, I know. It's all good. Whatever. I backed him in 2015 for one reason. One reason, and it's why I back him today, it's MAGA. make appliances great again. I want a washing machine that gets hot enough to kill freaking bedbugs and lice. I want a dryer that gets hot enough that kills them. I want a dishwasher that gets hot enough to clean my dishes. And I want to keep my gas stove. I want to cook on it and then put my dishes in dirty. I don't even want to pre-rinse them. Put them in the dishwasher and have them clean. And then, if there's a lice or a bedbug outbreak in my house, I want to know that the washing machine is going to get hot enough to actually kill these freaking things, and I don't have to worry about this anymore. So, yeah, I understand world peace, keeping us out of World War III, the economy, immigration, the border. You can take all that and you can shove it to the side. I care about one issue, and that's appliances. Make appliances great again. That is why I'm supporting Donald Trump, and I want the world to know why. I don't even care about crime, immigration, the border, world peace, less regulations. You think I do? No. Appliances. MAGA. Make appliances great again. Thank you. I should say that at a rally. They should bring me to a rally and just have me just give that speech I just gave, don't you think?
They should turn it into a commercial.
It was outstanding. If I do say so myself.
I'm fired
just
up.
Saying. You're inspired, aren't you?
Yeah, I want to do dishes right now.
Nothing makes you realize and understand the importance of having the government get the hell out of your life and leave your appliances alone. And here's the other thing, too. I want a shower head that will actually clean my body and get the lice out of my hair so that I can have a look. I want the Kramer shower head, not the EPA nonsense where I can't have a strong flow. All right. So make appliances great again, MAGA. And I include shower heads in that. Make appliances great again. And I want my gas stove to cook on, and then I'm not pre-rinsing. It's going right in the dishwasher. Boom. I hit clean. They should have a new feature on dishwashers called the Trump. It should be a turbo wash where it gets super hot like it used to, and it just... You know my buddy Ray? Ray's in the Zeoli Army. He's an appliance guy. He's a great guy. So you know what Ray told me? And he goes around, he fixes appliances all the time. He said they don't make them like they used to, you know, because of all these EPA regulations, all these EPA regulations that they have and everything else. Well, Trump's going to change all that. And you'll be able to get your sheets will be clean and will kill. You know why we have a bed bug infestation in this country? For this very reason. That's why they can't kill them, because they're not allowed to get hot enough. So that's my campaign. I don't even need to continue the show. I could end the show right now. I've just gotten Trump reelected for a second term, in my opinion. That's how strong this endorsement of Trump was.
The showerhead angle is especially compelling, in my opinion.
Showerhead angle is everything.
Yeah, who wants to take a shower under water that's just trickling out? That's horrible.
You know what I did? I'll tell you exactly what I did. I bought a showerhead, and I opened it up with a screwdriver, and I took out that stupid water regulator. Yeah, EPA, come get me. Yeah, I got to be careful, because with this administration, they probably would send a team of FBI agents to raid my house.
Don't worry.
They probably would.
Nobody's coming to get you with lice. They'll wait.
That's true. They'll wait a couple days, at least a couple days, since the FBI doesn't want to get lice. But no, with this administration, you better be careful. They'll send a team. Mr. Zioli, we heard you say that you took out the water regulator on your shower head. We're here to come and inspect. Because Kamala Harris said yesterday, and I played the audio for you, just because you have a legally owned firearm doesn't mean we won't just come into your home and make sure that it's okay. So I put nothing past these crazy people. I put nothing past them. But I will tell you something. And that is that keeping the government out of my life and out of my home is a big reason why I'm supporting Trump for president. Because this administration, this Biden-Harris administration, is crazy with what they want to do. It really is. And energy is a great part of this, too. So you go to Western PA, which is where I started before I went on this tangent about lice. You go to Western PA, you ask these guys and these working men and women, and they all tell you the same thing. They're backing Trump. The Teamsters say it. The steam fitters say it. And guys like Howard Stern and guys like Bruce Springsteen, the problem for them is they haven't had to worry about doing laundry in a long time or washing their dishes. They've got servants and they've got they've lost touch with the working people. They've lost touch with this. And so they sip Chablis on the Main Line. No disrespect, love the Main Line, but you know I'm right. They sip Chablis up there. Go to the Hamptons, they hang out. The elite places like Asbury Park, which used to be a total asshole, by the way, back in the day. And you know what I'm talking about if you've been to that part of the Jersey Shore. Now it's all ritzy. And they hang out there, and they think that that's how everybody views the world. They think everybody thinks like they do. And this disconnect between people that work for a living and the people at the top of their union leadership is the disconnect in America. And it exists. It's why Anheuser-Busch hates you. It's why a lot of professional sport organizations, I believe they're called teams, hate you. They hate you because of the same reason. They don't like you. They think you're the problem. And they don't understand you pay their salary. You pay their salary. See, the thing about me, all right, now I've been doing this. I've been on Afternoon Drive for, this will be, we're coming on 2 years in October. Has it been that long, Matt? Has it been 2 years?
Three, isn't it?
No.
Has
3 years?
Maybe you're right. It might be two.
2 years.
Yeah.
All right. So I started in 2014 when Patrick was born. Yeah. So I'll be 10 years. I've been a full-time host on this radio station. 10 years. The Zioli Army's been with me the entire way, and we're growing the ranks every day. So thank you for joining us if you are. I appreciate it very, very much. Patrick was born on Veterans Day. We were doing a live broadcast. I had to leave the broadcast to go to Connecticut for his birth. And then Claire, of course, born in Utah in 2016. I was in Afternoons for that because I interviewed Ivanka Trump while I was giving Claire a bottle. And that was her adoption in Utah. Then, of course, baby Reagan, our bio baby surprise. I was in mornings for that. So now I'm back in Afternoons. My point is 10 years doing this now, 2 years back in Afternoon Drive. And the key, what I've realized is you can't fake this. You can't fake this 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. The audience will see through it, and you will never, ever make it. You will not make it. And there have been too many frauds out there, and there's a lot of frauds. And I can't take it. I can't stand it. But you know how you know that I'm authentic with you? Not only the fact that I just shared the fact that we've got a major head lice outbreak in my home, and that I've got to run during a break and switch over the laundry. It's not just that. It's also the fact that you can clearly tell from this monologue that I have no attention span whatsoever. I literally just bounce around. It's like, remember the old game? Like the ball bounces, or you ever see like a cat with a laser beam and the cat tries to get it and you keep moving it around and you just drive the cat crazy and then eat it, obviously, if you're in Springfield. So that's my mind. That's how my mind works. I don't have the ability to come on the air and fake it and pretend because I won't be able to remember what I did the segment before. That's called authenticity right there. That's authenticity. But Howard Stern was faking it all those years. He was. Springsteen was faking it all those years. Bud Light with their commercials trying to make it seem like they're like the everyman's beer, faking it. These people will, and eventually the authenticity comes out. You can't fake it. Life comes at you too fast to be able to be a fugazi about this. Now, you know the reason why the working man likes Donald Trump? It's because Donald Trump is the most authentic guy you've ever seen in politics. Love the guy or hate the guy, he's the most authentic guy there ever is. You can't fake what Donald Trump is. Donald Trump, for all of his warts and all, he's Trump. And he's authentic. And that's why people like him. It's why people like me, too, because they know I'm authentic. And that's authenticity matters. You know why people don't like Kamala Harris? Because she's a fraud. You can see through it a mile away. She's a BS artist. She's a fraud. She comes out and says whatever she has to say. So these guys, these working men and women out in Western PA, where I started with this monologue 20 minutes ago, those guys know she's a fraud and they're saying it. They're saying the same thing. We don't trust her. We're not going to trust her with our jobs and our communities and our towns. And they know what Democrats do. And they see it. And they see it with their own eyes. But more importantly than that, it's this. And my dad taught me this once. I mean, my dad taught me this more than once, but you know what I'm saying. My dad was a cop. And he said to me, Rich, Street smarts matters more than book smarts in life. Best example of that is my producer, Matt DeSantis. He's got great book smarts, no street smarts whatsoever. So that's a great example of that.
A little rude.
I didn't know you were listening. I apologize. I'm sorry. Didn't mean for you to hear that. Street smarts are everything in life. And the people that work for a living, I mean like cops and firemen and construction workers and people that put on, you know, doing the roof, or guys at steam fitters, pipe fitters, people working fracking, these guys and gals, They can smell BS a mile away. When the day's over, they go and grab a beer at a bar, and they hang out with people, and it's authentic to the core. You ever hang out with cops at a bar? I have. I grew up around cops. And you hang out with cops, it's the most honest conversations you're ever going to get. They bust chops, they break stones, and it's great, and it's real. And these guys who work for a living, I'll tell you the truth, the real secret, no pundit's going to be able to break this down like I can. The real reason why Trump is doing so well with working men and women in this country is because he's authentic, he's real, and they know that he's not BSing them. That's it. It's as simple as that. These guys can smell BS a mile away, and they know Kamala Harris is full of it. Because that's how these guys are. You don't work all day on an oil rig, get done with work, go have a beer at a bar, and believe her BS. Because you know why? Other people at that bar are going, that woman is full of crap. And anybody who walks in there thinking that she's authentic is about to get a gigantic lecture about how she's full of it. See, that's the thing. That's why the working men and women back Trump. It's authenticity. They get it. They can smell it a mile away. And I think at the end of the day, the Howard Stern thing is going to be a big lesson for us. I really mean this. He's not the first talk show host to misdirect his audience. And you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I mean by that. Where the audience thought that they were listening to a conservative who wound up endorsing a Democrat for president. I'm not mentioning names. Might rhyme with Merconish. I may rhyme. I don't do rhymes. I'm not a poet.
That's a bad rhyme. You basically just said it.
But no, I rhymed it with Merconish. No, I'm saying if that was a rhyme.
Okay.
So I'm just, you know, but
could
my exact. Thank you. I'm trying to be very, very broad, you know, evasive here. But the thing is that the Stern thing is a great lesson for us. It really is a great lesson for us in what they really think of you. They being the elites. Because Howard Stern, his whole career, wanted nothing more than to gain their approval. Truly. He grew up on Long Island. He was a guy that wanted to gain the approval of the elites. And he finally did when he stopped having lesbian dating contests and having the, you know, the Daniel Carver, the KKK guy on and stuff. And started having interviews with woke people and started backing Democrats and started being anti-Trump. Trump used to go on a show all the time. All the time. And Howard Stern is a great example of this because he wanted their approval, so he became what he thought they wanted him to be. And they, being the elites, really looked down on who Howard Stern was. And he had to change to gain their acceptance. But I don't think he ever really changed. I think he was kind of full of it back then, as I think about it now. But the elites, if you could overhear a conversation, would be, Howard, I don't know how you are able to deal with all those people in your whack pack and all those people that listen to you. They're all uneducated. They're all a bunch of rubes. And then he says, yeah, they are. They are like that. That's who they are. And it's like Bruce Springsteen. Bruce, how do you know you sing to these people? They're a bunch of uneducated rubes. They're all a bunch of guys that smell like fish. And he's like, yeah, but you know what? They buy my records. They come to my concerts. And then they endorse politicians who don't have your best interest at heart. And I think now with Trump coming on the scene, Howard Stern exposing who he really is, which is a guy who hates you. Trump coming on the scene and saying, I'm with you, and I'm standing in their way. And people can see the authenticity versus the inauthenticity at a time when the Democrats are running what may be the worst candidate they've ever run for president in my lifetime. An inauthentic person who cannot answer a question, who answers every question by saying, I grew up as a middle class child, can't answer a question. totally inauthentic. Running against the single most authentic guy we've ever seen in modern day politics at a time when people are so worried about the future, they just want someone to cut the BS and tell them the truth. That's why Trump's going to win. Mark my words. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. That's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. We got a big show for you straight ahead. Dr. Marty Makary is going to be my guest next. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So happy to welcome to the show. And Justin, do me a favor, put him up for me, as I forgot to load the remote call screener. Dr. Marty Makary, you've heard him on the show before. He's a New York Times bestselling author of The Price We Pay. His new book, Blind Spots, When Medicine Gets It Wrong and What It Means for Our Health. Dr. Makary, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Good to be back. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, no, listen, first of all, I got to tell you off the record, I'm home today, my home studio, because my kids have lice. Any advice?
There is a good protocol for lice, but it's a lot more common than people think.
Okay, so I'm not going to die or anything, right?
You're going to live.
Okay, that's great news. Thank you very much. You've reassured me. We went through a pandemic. You were one of the most outspoken people about common sense during the pandemic. And thank God for you, and thank God for this new book. What led you to write this book, your latest book, Blind Spots?
Well, the pandemic was a little peek into how our medical leadership works in modern medicine. And I didn't write about COVID in the book hardly at all because people are sick of it and it's Yep. become pretty tribal. But if you look at the arrogance, the groupthink on so many other common health recommendations, it is amazing how many big things they got wrong and continue to get wrong. They have got these giant blind spots, like the fact our country is sicker than any population in the history of the world. We're over-medicated. Half of our nation's kids are overweight or obese. Autoimmune diseases are going up in women. The age of puberty is going down. Cancer for pancreatic cancer has doubled in the last two decades. And no one's talking about our poison food supply until now. We're finally starting to talk about exposures and the food and the poison that we expose kids to, because the medical field tends to blame patients, but maybe we've been giving them the wrong information, and maybe we've been giving them ultra-processed foods with bad ingredients and chemicals that are making them sick.
Is this revolving door? We give them food that makes them sick, and then we put them on medication to deal with the sickness.
Yeah, maybe we need to treat more diabetes with cooking classes instead of just putting everybody on insulin. Maybe we need to talk about school lunch programs instead of putting every kid on Ozempic. We've got to talk about food as medicine and environmental exposures that cause cancer, not just the chemo to treat it. So there's an exciting new series of research studies that have come out that are telling us how to be healthy, what we're doing wrong, what modern medicine has gotten perfectly backwards. And I wanted to share that body of research with people directly. So that's why I wrote this book, Blind Spots.
You know, Dr. Makary, I remember years ago, a woman called up my show and started screaming at me because I said peanut-free zones at baseball games, they were going to do this at Citizens Bank Park, are absolutely ridiculous. I gave my kids peanut butter when they were really young, and all my kids eat peanut butter and peanuts. But you have a whole chapter devoted to the peanut madness that's going on in our country right now.
Yes, and an excerpt of that chapter appears in the Wall Street Journal today. The modern-day peanut allergy epidemic in the United States was, by and large, man-made. It was ignited by the medical establishment when they tried to promote peanut avoidance and peanut butter avoidance for all kids 0 through 3 years of age. They were pushing that for 15 years. They just recently reversed it. But when they did that, they created sensitivities to peanut butters and peanuts. And so they ignited this modern-day peanut allergy epidemic. It doesn't exist in Africa, or just two generations ago in the United States.
So and it's become kind of trendy to say that my kid has a peanut allergy. It really is. And not only that, but kids can't bring nuts to school in any way, shape or form. They're not allowed to bring them as a snack, but they're healthy. They're good for you. There's good protein and good fats in them. I like my kids eating nuts. So instead, the schools want them eating processed chips. And to your point about school lunches, let me just make this point, because we let my son buy lunch last week. Typically, we make him lunch in the morning. Comes home, I said, what'd you get for lunch? Oh, Dad, I got a cheesesteak, a donut, Doritos, and a soda. I said, are you freaking kidding me, Patrick? I thought you would have made healthier choices. But why is that stuff even available for kids is my question.
Well, they might as well drink arsenic. You know, it's this is poison. And then we wonder why healthcare burdens the American economy, why healthcare is the largest expenditure of the federal budget with our taxpayer money. And we need good leaders in medicine. We've basically failed as a healthcare system for the last 50 years. I just wrote a piece in our Substack called Sensible Medicine about this. The 50-year failure of modern medicine, all of these chronic diseases have gone up. We're just medicating. No one's talking about root causes. And we get these shiny objects thrown at us by the politicians like, oh, we got Medicare to negotiate drug prices for 10 generic drugs. Okay, that's a drop in the ocean in terms of the savings compared to addressing the root causes of our broken healthcare system. Politicians talk about how to finance healthcare. We need to talk about how to fix healthcare.
Talk to me, Dr. Marty Makary, in your book, Blind Spots, Silicon Valley's role in all this, because I love that there's a chapter, Silicon Valley, breast implants, autoimmune diseases, and the opioid crisis. That sounds like a fascinating chapter.
Well, I just picked the most juicy stories I could from the last 20 years or so. And it turns out that when the FDA, which is essentially captured by Big Pharma now. But when the FDA was on this warpath to ban silicone implants, breast implants, it turns out that they were arguing there was no long-term data that was available to support their safety. And so they banned them for a while. Now they're back on the market and 3% of women have them. But at the same time they banned silicone implants, they approved OxyContin for chronic pain based on a 14-day follow-up study. And so when people ask what's broken with the FDA, are they too loose or too strict? The problem is they're erratic. It's a bloated bureaucracy. The NIH, what's the problem there? Sure, they fund some good stuff, but for $81 billion a year, where's the basic research on these big topics like gut health, the microbiome, the downsides of antibiotics and medications? They don't talk. They're not studying that stuff. They're too busy funding research on bat coronaviruses in China.
Yeah, I'm all about the vagus nerve, right? Is that what it's called in my gut? They get my gut instinct?
Yeah, the Vegas.
Yep. Yeah. Which tells me to stay out of Vegas because I'm a terrible gambler. Dr. Marty Makary is with me. His new book, Blind Spots, is out. It's fantastic. This is a must-read book. I am so excited about this. And I'm excited because you have a whole thing about the truth about cholesterol. So I'm going to ask you this question because I know everybody listening right now is thinking the same thing. Why are we putting everybody on stat?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It seems to be the most common thing that we do in this country. I'm assuming you wrote a lot about that in your new book.
So, yeah, you'll learn a lot about the myth that you have to avoid cholesterol, tiptoeing around cholesterol. The cholesterol we eat is not even absorbed by the GI system. It goes right through your system, 90-plus percent of it. Cholesterol is made by your body. And we're testing the wrong things when we test for LDL and HDL. Those are old-fashioned tests. People should get a lipoprotein A and an ApoB test. And get a fasting insulin level. That tells you a lot about somebody's health. When we talk about health in 100 years, we're going to finally realize we should be talking about inflammation. How inflamed is your body? And what changes that inflammation are the bad ultra-processed foods, the refined carbohydrates, the heavy metals, all the stuff that goes down our GI system that are chemical ingredients. They're engineered food additives designed to make you feel more hungry as you eat. So when you're done eating, you're a little full, you feel kind of funny, but your hunger level increases. It's messing with the body, and we have a sick population to show for it.
And we have a lot of people getting rich off of that, though. That's the problem. And then I think that that's really what the heart of your book, Dr. Marty Makary, gets at, which is that there are a lot of complexes here making a ton of cash on this.
We can't keep going down this path. You know, we've done, in my opinion, a terrible thing to doctors. They come to us as medical students, bright and creative, and they want to do good. And we tell them as a medical culture, put your head down, do your job of billing and coding and short visits. They end up throwing meds at people. They don't have the time or resources to get into the root causes of our chronic diseases. And then we have everyone walking around on four medications. I mean, heck, 20% of children now are on prescription medications. At some point, someone has to say, stop. What are we doing? This is insane. People are suffering. We're paying a heavy price for this in terms of our healthcare system. And we need new ideas. We need big ideas. We need fresh new ideas. We need new leaders, including younger leaders who have a different mindset.
No, I'm congratulations on writing the book. I highly recommend it. Everybody needs to read this. Blind Spots: When Medicine Gets It Wrong and What It Means for Our Health. Dr. Marty Makary, the book is available everywhere. A must read. I hope you come back on the show. If we had more time, I'd ask you about mental health, all the drugs we're giving our kids for attention deficit disorder and all kinds of other issues. But I know you got to run. But please come back and talk to us again very soon. And best of luck with the book. This is an important book. Thank you for writing.
Thanks so much, Rich. Good to be with you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And you know, that's a perfect segue into NJ Diet, because NJ Diet's all natural. So, you know, you see the commercials for the medications that I can't mention by name, obviously, because I would get sued. But you know what I'm talking about. Shots. Hormones. Makary's got a whole thing in his book about hormones. Well, see, NJ Diet is all natural. All right. So all natural. They figure out your unique biochemistry and then they tailor a custom plan for you. And it's guaranteed in writing that you will lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Guaranteed. You see, they know, because they have done this and helped so many people, they know what they're doing. They understand that you're unique and that you're not the same as everybody else. So this is not a cookie cutter program. This is specific to your biochemistry. That's why they use your DNA, hair samples, saliva samples, to get supplements that are meant for your body, to put your body into the fat burning zone. And they're with you every step of the way, too. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number. And there's locations close by: King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, and Princeton, or right online at njdiet.com. You just heard sure what the doctor said. Forget all these shots and prescriptions and everything else. You want to lose weight, do it the all-natural way, the NJ diet way, and guess what? It works faster than shots without any side effects, and you don't have to keep taking them for the rest of your life. So it's a no-brainer. NJDiet.com, 855-5NJ-DIET. You will lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed in only 40 days' time. Before the election, you will be 20 to 40 pounds lighter. You may lose even more weight. I mean, people have on NJ Diet. It's remarkable. NJDiet.com, NJDiet.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Wait. Stop. Is that true? Are we the number one talk station in all of Odyssey, Matt DeSantis? Is that true?
Wait, what's that?
Did you hear that promo that you just played?
I heard. No, I wasn't paying attention at all.
Why would you be paying attention? Justin, did you hear the promo that we just played?
I did, in fact, hear the promo.
Okay,
that we
what did
played.
The promo say?
It said that the Rich Cioli Show is the number.
No. It said the station. Is, you weren't paying attention either. Neither.
I thought I heard it.
See, that's the problem, and I'm gonna defend the producers for a moment here. I'm gonna defend them because these guys hear these promos all the time, and they become like background noise, just like the Kamala Harris commercials. Which, by the way, we have no choice; we have to play them. I don't have a say in the matter. Freaking FCC rules and laws and whatnot with the First Amendment and all that pesky little thing about being a radio station with an FCC license. We have to air those ads, but I tune out. Just like I usually tune out for promos, but the promo we just played just said this is the number one talk station in all of Odyssey. Did you hear that?
That's pretty good. I mean, I didn't hear it, but it sounds great to me.
Okay, so if that means then we're the number one afternoon drive show in all of Odyssey.
We have record ratings from what I've been told.
Well, because if the station is number one, then that means that the shows are number one, which means that we're number one.
Feels
I'm no math time. Guy here, but doesn't that make sense?
Well, I guess theoretically, the rest of the station could be doing great, and then like we're dragging everything down, but...
I doubt that.
That's probably true.
No, it isn't true. It isn't true. I was just saying hypothetically. But no, yeah. You're probably right. I know we have record ratings, so we must be doing pretty
I think
well.
we're probably dragging everybody down, actually, the more I think about it. Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry, guys. Oops. You know, my riveting lice talk just wasn't helping with the ratings.
I do think it's funny that you opened your conversation with Marty McCary discussing lice.
Yeah, well, it's the most relevant thing on my mind. It's like, hey, listen, tell me about the CDC, the FDA, the corruption of government, the collusion between big pharma and big food. All that's important, but most importantly, my kids have lice. So, what do I do about that?
I mean, he is a professor of medicine. If that seems like the most apt thing to ask a professor of medicine,
exactly. I loved his answer. He's like, yeah, it's really common. Like, shut up! Don't. Why are you asking me this? My time is valuable. Go Google it. Leave me alone. That was great. His answer. It's very common. Translation: you're an idiot for asking me this right now when you have me only for 15 minutes.
He's a world-renowned surgeon at Johns Hopkins, and you're wasting his time talking about lice.
I'm embarrassed right now for myself. That's why clearly the show is dragging down the station. Obviously. All right.
I just love the idea that there are people like waiting, I'm sure, months, maybe years, to see Dr. McCary, and you've wasted 5 minutes of his precious time on head lice.
Yeah. All the things that he wrote about it, spent years researching, and I want to know if I'm going to die from head lice. He's like, who booked me for this interview? Someone's getting fired right now. There's a booker getting fired somewhere in America right now for putting McCary on this program. My apologies to the medical community. My apologies to the audience and to humanity in general. But there are some whistleblowers on Capitol Hill today who said some pretty amazing things, not only about the border, but about the FCC. There's a lot going on. And I told you the Teamsters are back in Trump. But what about the steam fitters? Yeah, they're back in Trump, too, but even in bigger numbers. But remember how I told you earlier, I opened the show by discussing the authenticity factor of Donald Trump, which is why he's going to win, in my opinion. It's because working class people see that authenticity and they like it. They connect with it. They can sniff out BS better than anybody, and they know what's real. All right. So my favorite clip of the day is this shirtless dude drinking a beer when CNN comes up to him and starts going on about how life should be good because he has a boat. I'm going to play that for you right at the 4 o'clock, the start of the 4 o'clock hour. It's must-listen-to audio. But it really confirms everything that I've been saying to you, which is that the difference between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump could not be more clear. She's as phony as you get. He's as authentic as you get. And this is a race about authenticity. I truly do believe that. Because America right now is very worried about getting BS'd and hosed after they got BS'd and hosed about so many things, including COVID, by the way, and all the other things that went with it. And they're saying, hell no. You know, a lot of those people got hosed believing Joe Biden was going to be on their side in 2020 after they had voted for Trump in 2016, but they didn't like his tweets. And they got hosed and they said never again. And they've wised up. So we'll talk about all that straight ahead in the 4 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive through and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.